Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 82.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Dixon. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Dixon.
Our kind Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the opportunity to begin this session with prayer. We thank Thee for the great heritage bequeathed to us from those who founded this nation. We thank Thee for the opportunity for us to help make it a more perfect union. Please accept our thanks for all the dedicated employees of the General Assembly. Please help us all to live and measure our efforts against the golden rule given by Thy Son. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 21st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for June 21st to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
The roll of clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 238, an act to prohibit possession of credit card skimming devices. House Bill 272, an act to update childhood lead poisoning prevention law to ensure that young children are not exposed to hazardous lead in drinking water. House Bill 629, an act to make clarifications regarding the condition of which physician assistant or nurse practitioner must consult with a supervising position prior to describing targeted controlled substances.
Chapter bills will be noted. Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, White, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, Health Committee report. Senate Bill 87. Medicaid reimbursement, charter schools, favorable and referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Bills referred to rules.
Senate Bill 159, State Health Administrative Changes, AB, favorable and referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Rules.
Senate Bill 570, Hold Harmless, Star Ratings, ERS, assessments resumed. Favorable and referred to rules, calling operations of the House.
Rules.
Senate Bill 375, CADC supervision requirements. Favorable, House Committee substitute. Unfavorable, original bill and referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bills placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee substitutes referred to rules. Representatives Blackwell and Torbett, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Blackwell and Torbett, Education K-12, committee report. Senate Bill 173, Occupational Therapy Interstate Compact. Favor House Committee substitute, unfavor original bill, and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee substitutes refer to rules.
Senate Bill 450, carbon monoxide detector school buildings, favorable House Committee substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee substitute, and re-referred to rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Senate Committee substitutes placed on the calendar, or strike that on the unfavorable calendar, and the House Committee substitutes re-referred to rules. Representative Hall, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, rules, calendar, operations of the House Committee report. Senate Bill 208, labor law changes, favorable.
Calendar for tomorrow.
Senate Bill 474, Subject Management Amendments, favorable.
Calendar for tomorrow. Representative Sauls recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Sauls, Commerce Committee report. House Bill 680, Reenact Qualified Business Venture Credit. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and refer to rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitute is referred to rules.
House Bill 899, North Carolina Work and Save. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and refer to appropriations.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes refer to appropriations. Representative Hall recognized to send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, rules, calendar, and operations of the House committee report. House Bill 181, Wildlife Resources Commission amendments. Favorable committee substitute number 4. Unfavorable committee substitute number 3.
Committee substitute number 3 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 4, calendar for tomorrow. Representative Davis recognized in fourth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1 committee report. Senate Bill 644, landlord-tenant changes. Favorable and referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute will be, at this point, referred to rules. On motion of Representatives Shepherd, Dixon, and Cleveland, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a group visiting us from the Onslow County Republican Women. If y'all would stand when I call your name, Sandra Griffin, Deborah Morton, and Kelly Brown. Thank you for being with us today. Please welcome me and join our special guests. On motion of Representatives Johnson and Moffitt of Henderson County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Ms. Chelsea Walsh, who is the chairwoman of the Henderson County Republican Party and visiting also today with the North Carolina Federation of Republican Women. Please join me welcoming. And also on motion of the gentleman from Beaufort County, Representative Kidwell, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Mike Hodges, who's visiting with us today and also is the owner of Take Two Computer Services. Thanks for being with us today. Welcome. Here. Special message from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to your honorable body that Senate Bill 43 ratified an act to enact the Religious Assembly Security and Protection Act of 2021 and to authorize concealed carry for certain law enforcement facility employees was vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper on June 18, 2021 as were returned to the Senate with the attached message. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk. Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message. Senate Bill 43, an act to enact the Religious Assembly Security and Protections Act of 2021 and to authorize concealed carry for certain law enforcement facility employees. For the safety of students and teachers, North Carolina should keep guns off school grounds. Therefore, I veto the bill. Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of the North Carolina Senate in the 18th day of June 2021 at 2:19 p.m. for reconsideration by that body.
Noted.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Mecklenburg? Representative Alexander, rise.
To say I'm glad to be back.
Well, it's good to see you back. Representative Meyer was looking for you on April 20th. Calendar, House Bill 383. The clerk will read.
Representatives Lambeth, White, and Sasser, House Bill 383, a bill to be entitled an act to revise the Hospital Assessment Act to account for Medicaid transformation. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker and colleagues, I make a motion to concur with Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 383. Just in 9 days...
The gentleman has moved that the House concur, and the gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
In 9 days, North Carolina Medicaid would transition to a new capitated prepaid health system. It's a system we've worked on in this body for a long time. I think it's finally going to happen. This bill is the final piece of legislation that will enable us to have all the pieces of the puzzle in place to implement July 1. Medicaid patients will have a better access to a primary care physician, will have better coordination of care, and quality should improve for those patients. I'd actually like to thank this body for taking the bold step to move towards a managed care system of care for these patients, and also for the providers over our state who have worked tirelessly for this bill and the other bills related to transformation. It has been a journey, but we're getting there. And I would tell you that there will be some bumps. I've said that all along. We'll have to adjust as we learn, as we implement something that we've never done. But it is a positive next step to take care of these patients in a better way and improve the quality of care and improve access to care for these individuals. And I recommend this bill for your approval.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 383. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Adcock, would the member approach? Would the member just approach the dais, please? Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 383, the motion to concur has been adopted. Bill is ordered and enrolled, sent to the governor upon action by the Senate, so the Senate will therefore be notified. I'll strike that. That is okay. That bill remains on the calendar. A couple other recognitions before we move on to our next matter. On motion of Representatives Elmore and Zachary, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Marty Roberts, who is with us today and is the Vice President of the North Carolina Pest Management Association. Would you please stand so we could welcome you? Back in the back. Thank you for being here with us today. On motion of Representative Hall of Caldwell County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to
a number of folks here from the Caldwell County Federation of Republican Women. They are Lynette Ramsey, Melissa Patton, and Sarah Greer Cunning. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Thanks for being with us today. And on motion of Representative Donna White of Johnston County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Lauren Innott, I hope I'm saying that right, who is the scholarship winner from the Johnston County Republican Women, who is attending East Carolina University, majoring in criminal justice. Would you please stand so we could welcome you as well? Back here on the back. Thank you so much. Court chair is going to direct that Senate Bill 644, short title landlord-tenant changes. Chair is going to strike the referral to rules. Bill will be calendared and without objection to today's calendar. So ordered. House Bill 168, the clerk will read.
Representatives Candace Smith, Carson Smith, Kidwell, and McNeil. House Bill 168, a bill to be entitled Retirement Administrative Changes Act of 2021, General Assembly of the North Carolina Acts.
Gentleman from Pender, Representative Smith is recognized for a motion.
I move the House do concur to the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 168.
Gentleman has moved that the House concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 168. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This passed unanimously in both chambers. There was a clarifying change made in the Senate, and this should be its last stop. I ask for your support.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 168. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Austin wish to vote. Clerk will like machine record the vote. 109 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 168. The bill is ordered and enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 642. Clerk will read.
Representatives Bradford, Lambeth, Ray, and McElrath. House Bill 642, a bill to be entitled an act prohibiting organ transplant discrimination on the basis of disability by health care providers and health insurers. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Bradford, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we concur with House Bill 642.
Gentleman has moved the House to concur. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Colleagues, this bill passed unanimously both here in the House. This is to make sure that individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities would not be discriminated against for organ transplants. The Senate did make one very minor clarifying change, which I supported. It was technical in nature, so I urge you to vote green yet again. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 642. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 642. The bill was ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 367. Clerk will read.
Senator Lee, Senate Bill 367, a bill to be entitled an act authorized the acquisition of construction and the financing without appropriations from the general fund, the Center of Capital Improvement Projects, and constituent institution of University of North Carolina, General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, we had a good vote on this bill last Thursday. I'd appreciate a green vote again today.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 367 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Majeed, aye. Representative Belt, wish to vote. clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 367 does pass its third reading. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 644, the clerk will read.
Senators Britt, Perry, and Newton, Senate Bill 644, a bill to be entitled The Landlord-Tenant Changes, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Guilford, Representative Harster, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the House has passed the three provisions in this bill several weeks ago. We had a unanimous vote on that. This is the Senate version that's come back over. We had a unanimous vote. J1, I appreciate your green vote today. If you have any questions, I'm happy to stand for any inquiries. Thank you.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 644 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Hawkins wish to vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 644 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 644 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 644 having passed third reading is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor by a special messenger. For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Bradford, rise?
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon the adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
The chair does so order the representative statement to be read upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and the gentleman does have the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, today is a historical day as we celebrate the 25th anniversary of charter schools in the great state of North Carolina. On June 21st, 1996, House Bill 995 passed with bipartisan support. In 1997, the very first charter school opened its doors. 15 years later, in the year 2011, this very body, this legislature, removed the cap on charter schools with near unanimity and bipartisan support. Today, I have a bill, House Bill 335, that's making its way through both chambers, and it's a bill that's actually being supported by the North Carolina School Board Association, as well as the North Carolina Coalition of Charter Schools, signaling that the two organizations, both public traditional schools and public charter schools, are starting to perhaps find a way to work together, because neither one is really the enemy. They have a lot to learn from each other. There are 200 charter schools in North Carolina in 65 counties with 126,000 enrolled students. And if you consider that to be an independent school district, in its totality, it would be the third largest school district in our state. Charters provide parents a choice, an alternative. Charters provide more flexibility, more accountability, smaller classroom size, creativity, innovation, and much more. And I know this firsthand because I'm not just a lawmaker or a father or a husband, a business owner, but I'm also a charter parent. I have four children that attend a charter school, K through 12, Community School of Davidson in District 98. And charter schools are able to do this with a fraction of the budget that traditional schools receive, which I think is very noteworthy and telling. There have been skeptics and critics along the way, but many are starting to believe in this model after they watch the success of charters in their communities.
Mr. Speaker?
For what purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Morey, rise?
Point of order.
The lady may state her point of order.
I think in our rules, when we do a point of personal privilege, it is a personal statement, and it is not trying to push forward an idea or a bill we may vote upon. And I just ask if the member is trying to push forward legislation on charter schools or make a point of personal privilege. Thank you.
Chair believes the gentleman was speaking to charter schools. Chair wasn't aware of a bill being discussed. The gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll continue with my remarks. So during COVID, obviously all schools were closed, but charters led the way to bring students back in the classroom, which I think really shined a positive spotlight to what charters can do. Parents are frustrated with their students not being able to return to the classroom in traditional public schools. And so once again, this gives merit to the autonomy that charter schools have. And plus, school districts make decisions for the whole county, and charter schools are nimble to be able to do what they need to do, which I think is very important. Traditional schools and charter schools are starting to find common ground. My colleague to the west, Representative Sain, represents Lincoln County, and he's gone on the record many times talking about how Lincoln County public schools and charters in Lincoln County are working together. I think that's very important, and I look forward to more of that. So I want to wish the charter school industry, and I know we're joined by many today in the gallery, a very happy 25th anniversary, and I know there'll be many more to come because I believe you're just getting started. Congratulations and happy anniversary. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Iredell? Representative McNeely, rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, we will have ice cream on the back portico of the legislative building, and we'd love to have everybody come, staff, members, whoever, because we all scream for ice cream. And so we're celebrating June Dairy Month, and also the office of Senator Vicki Sawyer, along with my office, are sponsoring this. So please come and eat some ice cream with us, and let's fellowship. Thank you.
And members, on motion of all members, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to six charter schools from the first cohort of charters opened in 1997. We'd also like to recognize the 17 other charter schools across our state, the charter school management organizations, the North Carolina charter organizations, alumni, parents, and advocates who are all here today celebrating the 25th anniversary of the North Carolina charter school law. If you would please join me in welcoming these folks with us today. And if y'all would please stand as well. For what purpose does the lady from Wilson, Representative Cooper Suggs, rise?
Okay. Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
Chair directs that the representative statement be read upon adjournment, that the lady's statements be spread upon the journal, and the lady has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Today, I would like to take another moment to commemorate Juneteenth, which is officially a federal holiday. Last week, I know we talked about what Juneteenth is. Today, I want to take a moment to talk about how we can continue to honor Juneteenth and the history of this country on days that are not on June 19. While recognized by the African-American community for more than 150 years, June 19th, also known as Freedom Day, will now bear witness to Americans' capacity to fulfill the promise of liberty and justice for all. This step is an important one, but we still have miles to go. Structural and systemic racism continue to erect barriers from the classroom to the precinct. We still have the racial wealth gap. Rates of mass incarceration are ripping black men and women away from their children. This pandemic has disproportionately impacted people of color. We cannot think that just because Juneteenth is now a federal holiday that our work is done. We must continue to fight to tell black stories and the stories of all people of color. We must look at all of the bills that we passed in this chamber and think about who they adversely impact and why. I put forth this representative statement because it is important that we acknowledge Juneteenth, acknowledge our progress as a nation, and acknowledge how much further we still have to go. I want to leave you with a beautiful quote that was used to advertise a Juneteenth celebration that I attended this weekend, by Andrew Lord. I am not free while any person is unfree, even when their shackles are very different from my own. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Cumberland, Representative Wheatley, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
I would just like to say happy birthday to my youngest son, David, who is my hero. He would be yours, too, if you knew him. Happy birthday, David.
What purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
For announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Freedom Caucus will meet tomorrow at 12 noon at the at room 415, and I need a volunteer that's buying pizza this week.
What purpose, gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The name Samuel is very important to me, not only because my call to the ministry at the age of 6 was similar to that of the prophet Samuel, but more directly personal, my granddaddy was Samuel Lane Pittman. My dad was Samuel Lane Pittman Jr. My brother was Samuel Lane Pittman III. Took a little bit of a detour. My son is Samuel Everett Pittman, but his boy is Samuel Lane Pittman IV. And the fourth is celebrating his 10th birthday today. And we're very proud of him. He's a good-looking young boy and a well-mannered young man, and we really appreciate another Samuel in the family. And he was about a month old when his daddy was sent to Kuwait and Iraq for the second year deployment. And so we're so glad that Samuel Everett is able to be there with Samuel the Fourth today. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Duke, would Representative Dixon rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the House Committee on Agriculture will meet in 6:43 tomorrow, 1 p.m., to vote on the Farm Act.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognize. Oh, actually, before we do that, let's do one committee report. Representative Davis, recognize, send forth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representative Davis, Judiciary, one committee report. Senate Bill 473, Enhanced Local Government Transparency, favor House Committee Substitute, unfavored regional bill, and re-refer to state government.
Regional bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitute is re-referred to the Committee on State Government.
Senate Bill 35, max four-year age difference to marry under age 18 years, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and we refer it to Families, Children, and Aging Policy.
Senate Committee Substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitute is referred to the Committee on Families, Children, and Aging Policy. Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we'll caucus at 2:30 tomorrow. Please be prompt. It will be a short caucus. Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, now the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 23rd at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Warren, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 23rd at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Davis is recognized and sent forth the Judiciary 1 Committee Report. The clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1 Committee Report, Senate Bill 183. begin modernization initiative in the clock laws. Favorable House Committee substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee substitute, and refer to rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Senate Committee substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 183 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Some bill referrals. On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 594, short title Medicaid Administrative Changes and Technical Corrections Agency Bill, is withdrawn from the Committee on Health and recommitted to the Committee on Rules. Senate Bill 257, short title Medication Cost Transparency Act, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to Insurance. Zero referrals to Health, Finance, and Rules are added. Senate Bill 299, NCDOI-NAIC Accreditation Agency Bill, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to Insurance. Zero referrals to State Government and Rules are added. Senate Bill 496, DOI Omnibus Bill Agency Bill, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to Insurance, zero referrals to State Government and Rules. Senate Bill 347, Captive Insurance Amendments, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to Insurance, zero referrals to State Government and Rules are added. Reading of two representative statements, clerk will read.
A representative statement commemorating the 25th anniversary of public charter schools in North Carolina, whereas exactly 25 years ago, on June 21, 1996, North Carolina lawmakers authorized and created the funding of public charter schools, ratifying the Charter Schools Act, which became session law 1995-731. And whereas this act established charter schools to enact it with a significant bipartisan agreement and support lawmakers of unity among Democrats and Republicans, and whereas the charter schools was deregulated public schools and authorized to provide opportunities for teachers, parents, students, and community members to establish, maintain system of schools operating independently of existing schools. And whereas the system of charter schools in the aggregate to intended to improve student learning, increase learning opportunities for all students, encourage the use of different and innovative teaching methods, create new professional opportunities for teachers, provide families with expanded choice within the school system, and to hold schools accountable for achievements under performance-based rather than rule-based accountability systems. And whereas charter schools, in exchange for regulatory autonomy, are held heightened standards for public accountability facing closure of revocation or non-renewal of their charter if they fail consistently to meet academic, operational, and financial goals. And whereas in 2011, lawmakers with bipartisan and near unanimous agreement affirmed charter school expansion, removing the statutory cap on a number of charter schools statewide and ratifying law 2011-164. And whereas North Carolina's system of charter schools has increased significantly in the scope of impact, now serving 126,000 students in 200 schools, with a growth of every grade level of 2020 and 2021 and nearly 76,000 students in charter school wait list statewide. And whereas North Carolina charter schools represent great growing diversity in admissions, methods, and enrollments, while uniting around a shared commitment of educational equality access within the school system. And whereas the system charter schools has since the first school opened in 1997 through 1998 worked steadily and successfully to increase learning, achievement, innovation, opportunity, and choice within the public school system to measure progress and assess accountability school by school through performance and results. Now therefore the week of June 21st, 2021 should be recognized as North Carolina Charter School Week and commended as the 25th anniversary of the creation of public charter schools to celebrate the significant and ongoing contributions to K-12 education in North Carolina. A witness whereof to undersigned certifies the following statement was read in the House and placed upon a journal on the 22nd day of June 2021, submitted by Representative John Bradford, James White, Principal Clerk. I represent a statement commemorating the holiday of Juneteenth. Whereas June 19th marks the day of the last enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, were informed of their emancipation in 1865, and whereas word their freedom reached Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln had declared Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, and whereas it is essential that we recognize the history so that we can learn from it and work together across ethnicities, races, genders, class, and more to make this nation a better place for all. And whereas Juneteenth is a celebration of African-American freedom, culture, and family, it brings together community for a time with reflection and celebration. And whereas legislators need to do more than simply recognize Juneteenth as a holiday for celebration, legislators need to actively fight for its needs of African-Americans and working to better the health care system, creating meaningful criminal justice reform, build more affordable housing, and teaching all children to celebrate what makes them different. Now, therefore, the national holiday, Juneteenth, should be commemorated as remembered for all it represents. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies the following statement, one going read on the House of Place upon the Journal on the 22nd day of June, 2021, submitted by Representative Linda Cooper Suggs, James White, Principal Clerk.
Special message from the Senate. Senate Chamber, June 22nd, 2021. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 314, House Committee Substitute Number 2, Fifth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide additional tools for local government commissions to assist local government units in avoid and correct fiscal distresses that requires that the impact of changes in sales tax distribution formulas be delayed until the fiscal year following the initial decision mandates that a statement from the local government commission be included in the petition in the General Assembly when a new municipality is proposed as an optional resource for training finance officers allows the local government commission to mandate specialized training for city and county managers when a unit is exhibiting fiscal distress and to establish a process for a municipality to initiate a transition to recover from financial distress and to establish a process for the local government commission to transfer the assets, liabilities, and other obligations and dissolve municipalities determined to be fiscally in distress and to regulate the hours of the office of the Register of Deeds and request conferees. The President pro tempore appoints Senator McGinnis chair and Senators Newton and Davis on the part of the Senate to confer with a like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end the differences arising may be resolved respectfully. Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. On behalf of the House of Representatives, the Speaker appoints Representative Destin Hall as chair of the conferees for Senate Bill 314, and the Senate will be notified by special message. Representative McNeil is recognized to send forth a Pensions and Retirement Committee report, Senate Bill 542, SHP, Combat Fraud and Abuse Incentives, favorable House Committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 542 re-referred to the Committee on Rules. The Speaker makes the following adjustments to the Conference Committee appointed to Senate Bill 314, House Committee substitute number 2, which was just read a minute ago, which a bill to be entitled an act to provide additional tools for local government commissions. Representative Destin Hall has removed his chair but remains on the conference committee. The Speaker additionally appoints Speaker Moore as chair of the conference committee and Leader John Bell as a conferee. So the order will now be Speaker Tim Moore chair, Leader John Bell, and Destin Hall conferees on Senate Bill 314. Senate will be notified by special message.